Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller, Kyle Quinn in for Hugh. Coming up before this show ends, we can't leave till we give away the HBCU Swingman Classic tickets. July 10th, Citizens Bank Park. This is your last chance to hop in. And the best answer we get today to your favorite Hugh Douglas moment on the field or on the air or anything in between, I guess. I mean, just your favorite, your go-to Hugh moment.
Yep. On the big screen as an actor.
Yeah. Does anyone really, like, would anyone pick those? I mean.
Do you hear his line in Limitless?
I did. Part of me hopes Hugh does get back in acting at some point. I mean, just one of these funny.
He has to, yeah.
Well, think about it.
One project a year.
We could use the audio on the air. Plus, I would love to do a red carpet show. Like the premiere, we make Rod expense our trip out to L.A., to Hollywood.
Yep.
Why do we have to do this? What do you mean?
We have to hype him up as though he's going to win an Oscar.
Yes.
And then get very disappointed and angry at the committee.
When Godzilla wins it instead?
When Godzilla once again steals an Oscar.
Absolutely. All right, so your chance to hop in here for the tickets to the HBCU Swingman Classic. We'll get to you people and some events this weekend that just are almost leaving us speechless that we have to try to react to. Let's go to the phone lines here. D in Camden is up on WIP. D?
Oh, hey, what's up, y'all?
What's up, D?
I just wanted to talk about Jalen a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, y'all guys know that we have literally one of the best sports organizations probably in the entire world. Like, forget just football. Like, the Eagles do it right. You know, they've been doing it right for a long time.
I agree.
So, of course, Jalen is more fortunate to have them. A lot of those guys are.
Yep.
Like, even y'all are, because we get to talk about them every day.
Exactly right.
D, I am grateful that the Eagles are as good as they are. Yeah, of course. I mean, it makes football talk interesting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, he is a very interesting cat, for sure. Up to last year, though, I'll say last year kind of took me off the over-loving Jalen, because I saw a lot of things I didn't like. And I, like, really saw his flaws, finally, last year. But before that, it was nothing you could tell me. Like, of course we had the best quarterback in the world. Like, you know what I mean? What's wrong with people over-loving their quarterback? There's nothing wrong with that, right?
I mean, in theory, no, there's nothing. I mean, you're right. I mean, if you or anybody or, you know, it doesn't matter who, any fan wants to say he's the best, inherently there is nothing wrong with it. But, like, it's hard for me just as a fan not to be like,
yeah, I mean,
well,
you'd be wrong.
Well, I mean,
you can say it.
Yeah, we got to have some.
I can say a lot of things.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes you guys, y'all come off like villains. It's
not
like
me.
No.
Sometimes it feels like y'all would rather have him fail just so y'all could be instead of be wrong and, you know, he does his thing.
Well, I mean, I don't feel that way. I know people probably don't remember it now, and I wasn't doing this show. I was on at night then. I was one of his first fans. I was happy with the draft pick. I wanted him on the field because I thought the other quarterback was a stiff. So deep down, of course, I want him to do well. I mean, I thought he could play from the beginning and they could win with him. It's just as careers go on, there's the ups and the downs and the ebbs and the flows, and we'll see what he does this year. D, what's your go-to Hugh Douglas moment?
I think mine is one of those drops where he's like pretty much just stuttering.
You actually kind of quoted him on that. That's pretty
good.
D, all right, you're in the mix there.
You know, Jalen could change the entire conversation around him this season.
Of course he can.
I mean, well, in a lot of ways, but I'm talking more about like how we talk about him. He takes this offense. He is the driving force behind this offense next season without A.J. Brown, with the new offensive coordinator of the seventh one in a billion years, you know, all that. Then I think all of us will be forced to talk about him in that way. Like, it's all entirely going to be up to how he plays this season for how the conversation's going to go. It could be we end up going more towards the side of the people who are obsessively over the top about Jalen, or the bottom falls out from underneath him.
And we've been here before. I mean, I think sometimes we forget because there's so much and there's so many years that go by. We've been here before. 2021 into 22 was the same thing. Right, and he was just cheaper and younger. But there were a lot of people who didn't want Jalen here, didn't like the draft pick, right? And they were against the idea of him being good. And then what did he do in 20? So I would say, just off the top of my head, just remembering it and feeling it, I would say it was 80-20 were super skeptical. 80% were like, I don't know about this guy. Yeah. To 20% were like, yeah, he's good. He's going to be the guy. What did he do in the 2022 season? He completely flipped it over. By the time we got to the Super Bowl and he played that way, How many people were thinking Jalen wasn't good anymore? Yeah. Like 2%?
Anybody who's being honest, right? Because there's always going to be the people out there who are just going to be trolls and rip him just for the sake of ripping him just to piss off Eagles fans. But anybody who's looking at this honestly, I mean, their opinion is open to being changed. My opinion's open to being changed. He can change my opinion on him.
New information, new opinions.
It's that simple, guys. It's that simple.
Yeah, listen, if Jalen plays great this year, I'll be up for bringing him back, and then that'll be great. I mean, and then maybe it's an evolution in his career. I need to see. See it to believe it camp is where I'm in right now. All right, a couple things we need to address here. I mean, this is like we did this whole show. We had all these topics. This is really why we're here today, to address these two things.
Waiting.
Okay, let's start. Can we start with the Mets? Because the Mets are endless entertainment. They have been my entire life. There's nothing funnier in sports than when the Mets are bad. It's just, it's perfect. And obviously last week they fired their manager. I guess it was Friday morning, right, we started the series against them. Mendoza was fired. So what you're going to hear is Steve Gelb's SNY up in New York. Now, if you're watching on YouTube with us, you'll be able to see this. I don't believe this was planned. I don't believe Steve Gelb's had any idea this was happening. This was a straightforward, had a sideline reporter given the story of them firing of the manager, like not a joking tone. Tough moment for them, bad season. And what you have behind Steve Gelb's is Mr. Met dancing as if it's just fun and games. Let's hear it. And if you're on YouTube, you're watching it with us. It's incredible.
You put how the team got here, if there was, they'd fix it. There's a lot of layers to this, but what I will say is it's become clear that the Mets simply changed too much this offseason at one time. There's every reason in the world to say that last year's team collapsed, we're going to make some changes. But when you turn over the entire roster, the entire coaching staff, you put...
The best part is, it's Mr. Matt, and right behind him.
That's great.
Right behind him, jumping up and down and dancing. Yep. It sums up the Mets perfectly.
But he's got no feel whatsoever.
No.
Terrible mascot. I mean, you're a baseball.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything better in sports, Buzz, than when the Mets are bad. It's just hilarious.
They're just the easiest team to troll. Like they're just the, and the way you know they're the easiest to troll is that their own fans do it too.
Yes.
Like
yes.
I actually, we all hate the Mets down here. It's so much fun to see them fail. I actually have, I don't like them, but a decent amount of respect for Mets fans because they're a very self-aware, self-loathing group.
Oh, they're a punching bag, yeah.
And they know they are, and they know their place.
I saw this weekend someone put up a bracket of the 64 like worst moments of Mets fandom over the years, and I forgot about so many. Like, there's a lot of them. You're like, oh, I forgot about
Bobby
that one.
Bonilla Day on Wednesday. I mean, coming right up.
So the one I remembered when I looked at the bracket this weekend is when they closed Shea Stadium down, and I guess it was 08, right around that time. They held their ceremony to Shea Stadium, like the bring out the old legends or whatever, till after the final game, like at the end. And they got eliminated that day. So as all these legends are coming out, the fans are just mercilessly booing because they're pissed they got knocked out of the playoffs. Like everything they do is wrong.
So they did the same thing at the closing of the Vet, but the Phillies were way out of it. So
right,
like
that's different.
It was different.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if you're going into it as like a win or in or lose or go home game, you can't like take the chance that after the game everyone's mad.
If you're the mascot, you gotta have a feel. I mean, the Fanatic would never do something like that.
Never.
Never. I mean, the Fanatic knows. The Fanatic knows when to go in and out.
Yeah, you gotta know the moment. And the Mets never do.
Mr. Matt does not.
Speaking of the moment, you gotta know when there is a moment. Well, we had this moment on Friday in the afternoon show. So, of course, Herb from Northeast Philly was giving his top 80 athletes in this century last week. We picked apart that list pretty thoroughly on Friday with his top 80, but he wanted to add 20 more, right, to get to top 100?
Yeah, so he did 81 through 100, many of which were already featured
repeats
in the top 80.
Oh,
so it's really like a top 65. Just he
It sounded to me like this was less of a top 100 list and more of just how many athletes can I name?
Can I remember?
And he didn't even get to 100 because he repeated many guys.
Well, that's part of it.
You can call back and do more today.
Well, we'll hear some of it, but also while you're hearing this, knowing he's sitting on Jack's lap at Chickies at Pete's. And I can imagine being a patron just trying to eat your dinner. I mean, that's quite
It was a Noah Kahn crowd down there. A lot of confused people.
Well,
I don't know how much overlap there is between that and
there
WIP.
Wasn't a pretty big story about that concert on this weekend?
There was. And it wasn't me. I want to deny that was me.
I was going to ask, but I'm glad you deny it. That way I don't have to ask. All right, let's hear some of Herb on Friday.
Dude, you say sit on that thing?
He did.
Did Herb feel a poke?
The image.
Do we think it moved?
I hope not. The image. The image is incredible. I also love if you kind of pan to like Ike's face as it's happening. It's just like.
Well, you can't believe it's real.
Well, I mean, can you believe anything with Herb is real? Except it, like he's real. I mean, that's Herb. I mean, everything you hear from Herb is Herb.
Amazingly, he is real.
He's completely
real. He's very real.
That's one of those images, though, it's going to be tough to get out of my head for a long time.
How did Jack not, like, break?
Well, towards the end, he was. So he gets through 100 through 81, and Spike's like, all right, we're going to save Jack. Just go to the top 10. And then Herb's like, 79. And he gives the athlete, they're like, no, top 10. He goes, 78. They're like, no, you will not sit on here on the air or on Jack's lap for 100 athletes. You will not do it.
How long was he actually on his lap? Was it more than a couple minutes?
It was at least, I could go back and cut the whole thing.
10 to 15
minutes? Nah, I don't know if 10 to 15.
Five?
It was at least, I'll say at least 7 minutes.
That's a long time to have another man just sitting on your lap. That's, especially if that
especially
man
Herb.
Is, especially that man is Herb. Oh my gosh. All right, let's talk to Matt in Prospect Park. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Kyle. How you doing?
What up?
So where the hell is you today? What's going on with him?
Well, he's at a golf outing. Now, if he's actually playing golf or not, we're not sure. I'm sure he'll have a lot of stories for us tomorrow. I mean, that's a lock, that he will have plenty of stories.
This actually brings me to my, I'll go first with the Hugh thing. Mm-hmm. This isn't a Hugh moment. It's more of a Hugh, I guess, lifestyle feature is how I would describe it. I love that Hugh is just unapologetic about not wearing underwear. Or socks.
Yeah,
that is kind of crazy.
Yeah, he's very unapologetic.
You should not tell people
to the
that.
Point where he said he barely owns a pair of socks.
Disgusting. Actually,
he almost makes me feel like, why am I wearing under? Like he almost like flips it on me, where I'm like, maybe I'm the crazy one. You know what's happening? No. Here?
He does that a lot to us, where he believes something so strongly, even though it can't be right, but it makes you question. Are you actually right? It's a gift he has in a weird way.
It's one of his talents. It's like a wizard type thing.
A gift is
do.
A word for it.
Anyway, we're on the air. So with Jalen, I would say, I think that if we went into a parallel, we could peek into a parallel universe and see Jalen drafted as, I think we were talking earlier, this was a couple hours ago. If Jalen was, I don't know, if he was a saint, if he was a Falcon, if he was a Viking, I think we'd be pleasantly surprised by what he does, but there's no question that this organization really props him up. And he definitely wouldn't have a ring, definitely wouldn't have gone to a Super Bowl. But I will say one thing on behalf of the, I can't believe 54% saying that Jalen is better for us than we for what we've given him in terms of support and organizational like structure. I think we haven't given that in terms of instruction, in terms of scheme. I mean, that's, of course, what we're going to confront in this next season. So I think that definitely he's lucky to be here, but there are some things with his development that I think we've been lacking in with Sirianni at the helm. And I'm a Sirianni guy, but I just don't, you know, X's and O's wise, it's been very hit and miss. It's been very discontinuous.
Matt, I agree. And I think it's actually probably the one thing we don't talk enough about. Like, because the Eagles' objective is to win or try to win the Super Bowl every year, there's not much time for development. And part of me has wondered if that's stunted Jalen as a quarterback, like as a thrower, right? Because his legs were so good and he was so good at the RPO, like and they were good enough to win the Super Bowl. Like, why would they not just do that, even though it may have stunted his growth as a thrower 4 years ago? You know what I mean? Like the idea wasn't develop him. The idea was win with him, and they did that, so they worried about the development later. I think It's actually probably something that Jalen defenders should use more. I think it's actually the Eagles might have stunted his growth as a thrower because he was so good as a runner and an RPO quarterback.
Don't give them excuses.
Well, I'm just trying to help. It's actually a good thought, Matt. All right, we'll get you in the mix for the Hugh Douglas thing there. We appreciate it. That was a good one. I mean, Hugh does do that. I don't know if I could give the winner to him.
No, it's really annoying.
Yeah,
again,
it's too annoying.
Yeah.
All right, what do we like so far? We've had a lot of good ones. We had a lot of ones, a lot of good newer ones this last hour.
You know, I think I was waiting for somebody to say the bacon on the air.
And that was Will?
And that was Will.
Is Will our guy?
I think Will might.
All right, Will, you're going. Will, you're going to the Swingman Classic on July 10th. Congratulations, Will, in the Northeast. All right, let's get to you people here.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
All right, so a number of people were going off in the chat. Now, they didn't have Hugh, who was oftentimes their usual punching bag.
Yes, yes.
But nevertheless, they still found plenty of content. So obviously, Kyle sitting in the Hugh chair.
I wore the shirt.
But a lot of people questioning the decision to have Kyle in the Hugh chair.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
A lot of people asking, where's Low T?
Oh.
Why isn't he hosting instead?
You think he would have been nicer to Jalen than me? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Careful what you wish for.
Tom's one of those guys where he can... If you get on his bad side, he will go after. I mean, to Trey a couple weeks ago.
He can't stand the Jalen crazed fans.
Yeah, I get that. That makes sense.
So he is out on that. Poor Rhea has to save this boring show.
Yeah. Poor Rhea.
Poor Rhea. She keeps showing up, though. At 10:30 Monday, she said.
She must really hate it.
Yeah.
Must really hate it. Someone nicknamed us, said, welcome to the Thad, Chad, and Brad show.
Who's who?
Yeah, it's...
Does it matter?
No,
I guess it doesn't matter. All right. There's worse things you people have said to me than that.
I would agree with that. This one I found particularly funny. Someone just out of nowhere goes, Buzz is a loser. I don't know what I said.
Yeah. That happens. If you're there, you're like...
I'm just sitting in your Kyle's spot.
You're a sitting duck. Yep.
I didn't hear loser activity from Buzz today. At least not much. I mean...
No, he agreed with me, I think, a lot of
things. Not more than usual.
Yeah. Normal Buzz.
It wasn't an especially loser day from Buzz.
And Aaron in San Diego wanted to chime in with the ways he could tell Kyle Quinn was not Hugh Douglas. His hat, mustache, the fact that he's representing the Flyers, his weight, his voice. Those were the only Kyle Hugh differences that he could come up with.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
That's it.
Nothing else.
That makes plenty of sense.
Yes.
Was that a particularly brutal Aaron call today?
It was. It was horrendous. Yeah. I mean, it honestly feels like they get worse and worse.
The Sky Marshal is...
No, it's got to stop.
We should have a rule that until you throw for 4,000 yards, you cannot be considered the Sky Marshal.
It's actually almost insulting coming from one of his biggest fans.
It is.
It's mocking.
It is mocking.
Because Aaron knows he's not the Sky Marshal.
Well, and just talk, like, he's a touchdown maker. He's a dual threat quarterback. Sure, things that are real.
There are a lot of nicknames you could have for him that would fit. Besides Sky Marshal.
Do you remember back in the day when he first started as the starter, OG Wade tried to nickname him the Duke?
Oh, that did fade. That did not catch on.
Well, he stopped saying it.
I think he realized it didn't work.
He did it for a year or two. He tried his best. He really did.
So, like, the Sky Marshal, doesn't that feel more like something one of us would say mocking him?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Okay.
Someone who genuinely supports him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, Patrick Mahomes...
is a Sky Marshal.
...was the Sky Marshal.
Peyton Manning was a Sky Marshal.
Yes.
Yes.
5,000-yard passers.
Drew Brees was a Sky Marshal.
Yes. Yeah. At least get to 4,000.
No, not a Sky Marshal.
No, he's a tush pusher. I mean, whatever. You could figure out something that fits his game. Yeah. Sky Marshal.
Hey, Aaron's got to be better.
Yeah, he does.
You might be onto something there about him regressing. Like, I was one of the rare people. I got ripped on the afternoon show. I gave him votes in Caller of the Year as an 8 seed.
It's getting worse.
I used to, because... My argument was, it's how much entertainment you bring as a caller.
Oh, yeah.
And the way he needles Spike is incredible. Mm-hmm. Now, it feels like he's kind of taken a summer hiatus with the quality of his calls.
I mean, is he like his quarterback, right? Jalen burst on the scene in 22, and then it's kind of gone backwards since then. Is Aaron just the Jalen of the callers?
Yeah, he needs more breadcrumbs, more fuel, you know? He hasn't had much in a while. It was a down year for Hurts. Usually that's like they become stronger when they have more ammo. I think he's running out of ammo and it's becoming pathetic.
Well, I will nickname him the Phone Marshal. How about that? Yeah.
All right. Well, that's we appreciate all that. Thank you to you people. Let's grab Jarrett in Charlotte.
Remember that for tomorrow.
Let's grab it. Jarrett, what's up, buddy?
Hi. How are you doing, Joe? Love the show.
Thank you, Jarrett. What's up?
I think you and me are seeing eye to eye with Jalen. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't baby him and say that the organization hasn't developed him or done anything like that. Because of the fact is, we didn't draft a newborn baby that became a 19-year-old the next day, and all of a sudden we have to teach him how to throw the ball forward. I mean, I say that's a little much. I mean, he was the second supposedly the Heisman, even though he got basically zero first place votes. I mean, you know, one guy had 60 touchdowns. He had like 22 and he got blown out. Yeah. 8 touchdowns to 2 in the national championship game with 2 second half, you know, backdoor touchdowns. So it's like not even close. But what I wanted to get into is I believe, if you can't tell, that, you know, the team owes Jalen basically nothing other than the contract they signed, which they should rip up after this year, say goodbye, draft a 2027 quarterback, you know, with all the picks that they are accruing, and maybe trade Jalen Carter, and it's done. Save $110 million by getting rid of 2 Jalens. Carter wants Hurts money. Hurts is going to want $60 million. That's $110. Get rid of them both. Start fresh. Sign everybody else. Wow. Get a rookie quarterback, and then we're all born renew. Mm-hmm. We're all renewed again with the new birth.
Jared, listen, I know a lot. Jared, we got to run. Good phone call. A lot of people are not going to be happy with that. I wouldn't give it a 0% chance they do those things. I wouldn't say it's
more of a chance than I think a lot of people would like to believe.
All those picks and all that cap space, Howie Roseman does well with that stuff. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show is up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.